The grocery wholesaler Metcash has welcomed a court judgment that gave it the green light to buy the Franklin's supermarket chain. The full bench of the federal court today dismissed an appeal by the competition regulator, the ACCC. It had argued that the purchase lowered grocery competition in New South Wales. The ACCC says it's considering the judgment. Earlier in the day, Metcash said consumer reluctance had hit its half-year profit, although it still made a net profit of $94 million. The Metcash boss, Andrew Reitzer, told finance reporter Sue Lannan that the court decision was a win for competition.
I think it's a great win for IGA retailers and an even bigger win for consumers, specifically in New South Wales and Sydney. I mean, what this means is we did go ahead with the Franklin's acquisition about 5 weeks ago, and we're busy integrating the stores and selling them off and converting them to IGA. But now that we've won the appeal, you know, it's just full steam ahead. What it means is that IGA's buying power in New South Wales increases from about 11% of the market to 18% of the market. It's a win for the retailers and especially a win for the consumer.
But what do you say to that ACCC argument that it lessens competition because now there's one less player in the market?
Unfortunately, in Australia, we have two players that control 80%. And what you really need is a strong number three. So it's no good having two very, very strong players, you know, two of the chains that control 80%, and then the number three's got, you know, 11 and the number four's got 6. It's far better, my logic and my economic theory, is if there's a stronger number three. And that's exactly what we have in the other states. So if you go to Victoria or Queensland or Western Australia, it's even more. Independents have between 20 and 30. When you have stronger and better competition than you do where the number three and the number four are both weak.
Now, the ACCC put out a statement saying they would consider, they're considering the ruling. Are you concerned if they appeal that this could in fact drag out well into next year?
It would obviously be a concern to us if they appeal. I believe they have an opportunity to apply for or leave to appeal to the High Court. You know, I mean, this is a business that in the last 15 months has been suffering because it's had this big question mark and a for sale sign hanging outside the front door. And all that's happened in that period in New South Wales and specifically in Sydney is the chains have got stronger. So the Franklin sales are down, and that's turnover's gone to the two big chains whilst the courts decide and this whole process goes on.
Metcash Chief Executive Andrew Wright are talking to Sue Lannan.